work with MS students for their thesis. I do a lot of other work with the School of Journalism.
Sim Chaze explains his work as he grades student papers in his office at Rhodes University in Grahamstown, South Africa. The Ugandan academic arrived here almost 10 years ago with a master's degree in media studies from New York University. As the holder of a permanent skilled job, Chaze qualified for permanent residency. This would have opened up the national job market to him, but immigration officials from the Department of Home Affairs did not inform him of his rights.
Nobody in Home Affairs could actually tell me that I needed to apply for permanent residence. So as a result of that, I applied for a work permit. And it took me 5 years to correct that problem. 5 years.
As a result, Sim was forced to repeatedly apply for a temporary work permit. Permit regulations meant he had to remain in the same position without the possibility of promotion for 5 years. He says immigration officers always seemed unsure of what he needed to do to get permanent residency in South Africa.
They would tell me, Sim, come tomorrow. I come tomorrow. Come the next day, I come. Every day they have new instructions. Sim, you should bring this. Can you bring your passport? Can you bring whatever? Can you let it? I mean, really, you should.
But at least he could work in his chosen field. His wife, Denise, isn't as fortunate. She's a medical doctor specializing in internal medicine. She has degrees from universities in Canada and the United Kingdom. But South African immigration officials continue to insist that she cannot practice medicine in the country.
They just put roadblocks in your way. That's what they do, and that's what they have done.
Sim says government officers are adamant that South Africa doesn't recognize the qualifications of foreign doctors.
They just tell you, you need to do these exams and need to do those exams. And basically every day they invent new exams for you to sit. There's something which is almost intentional. It's something that they actually do to basically frustrate people.
Because she isn't allowed to practice medicine, Denise Chaze is doing administrative work at a local hospital for much less money than she'd earn as a doctor. A senior researcher from the Center for African Migration and Society in Johannesburg, Ronnie Ammet, says it's now extremely challenging for skilled foreigners to work in South Africa.
The amendments to the Immigration Act have made it much harder for even, you know, skilled migrants who come here from anywhere. They've increased the restrictions and made it much more difficult.
There are serious shortages of doctors and teachers in South Africa. Yet, says Ammet, the Home Affairs Department often refuses to allow migrants qualified in these professions to work as such.
In terms of the restrictions that they've placed on professionals, I don't think they understand how catastrophic it's going to be.
Sim says he and his wife have never felt that state officers are discriminating against them because they're foreigners. Rather, he insists they're suffering because the officers simply can't do their jobs properly.
For me, I imagine that the incompetence of the South African government is as an equal opportunity offender, really. It doesn't pick out foreigners. It's not maliciousness. It's not malice. It is just incompetence and bureaucracy. They just need retraining.
South Africa's Home Affairs Department did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Sim says he continues to be amazed by many immigration officials' behavior.
They just lack professionalism. I mean, you go there and someone is eating lunch and says, oh, Sim, what can I do for you? And he's having lunch in front of a client. I mean, you don't do those kind of things.
His and his wife's skills would be in demand anywhere in the world. They have rejected job offers from the United States and England.
Quite frankly, the only reason I didn't leave to go to another country where things would be a lot better for me is because I really, really genuinely want to stay in South Africa.
The Chazes want to share their skills with Africans. At the same time, they want a decent lifestyle. Sim says despite their problems here, South Africa remains the best place for them to achieve this.
Our quality of life, I should say, is a lot better than it was in Uganda. In Uganda, for you to do very well, you need to be very rich. For you to afford a middle-class existence in Uganda, you need to be very rich.
Sim says he'll always be grateful to South Africa for the professional experience it has offered him. But it still baffles him that the country continues to retard its development by rejecting many foreigners' expertise. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Grahamstown, South Africa.